Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Naso continues with the enumeration of the Levim. At the end of Rishon, you have Kahas, and then you have Gershon and Merari, and then the Torah concludes with a characteristic summation. Here's the segue point from Memhei to Memvav. Elef Kudim Mishpachos B'nei Merari Asher Pakad Moshe V'Aron Al Pi Adonai B'Ad Moshe Kol HaPekudim Asher Pakad Moshe V'Aron and Nisiye Yisrael as Halvila Mishpechosam Luveis Avosam Miben Shloshim Shana V'Malah V'Ad Ben Chamishim Shana Kol Abal Avod Avodas Avoda V'Avodas Masa Be'Ol Moed. That we spoke about last year. Avodas Avoda, of course, being the Shira. Avodas Masa Kemashmo, right? Actually, the lifting that was so critical during the Midbar. V'Yufku Dehem Shmonas Alafim V'Chamesh Meyosu Shmonim. So you had 8,580 between the ages of 30 and 50 across Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, Al Pi Adonai, Pakado Sam Biad Moshe, Ish Ish Al Vodaso V'Al Masao, Ufkuda V'Asher Tziva Adonai Es Moshe. So this clearly is another raya in the direction of the Ramban that we spoke about. Ish Ish Al Vodaso V'Al Masao, the personal distinctive nature of, you know, the responsibilities of the Levium. Okay. Now, when one takes a step back, one realizes this is, of course, in direct parallel to what we saw in the previous Sedra, where after, you know, B'nai Ruvain are counted the Mishpachosam of Esavosam, and say with, you know, B'nai Shimon and B'nai Gad, Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun, you have 603,550. So, you know, it would be tempting to think that, you know, there's nothing, you know, to see here. But the truth of the matter is that, number one, of course, it's a much smaller number. You're just summing three relatively, you know, small numbers in terms of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. It shouldn't be too difficult to get to 8,580. But in a broader sense, right, you know, there's a much bigger question, which is, all right, as the Rishonim deal with, you know, and then, you know, with that, with respect to that particular count. So it's important that, you know, it should be known, you know, exactly how many people there were. Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala, after all, according to the Rashbam, you know, Kipshuto, how do you go into a war without knowing exactly how many soldiers you have? But what exactly is the point of summing the Levium? Like, who needs to know that exact number, especially in light of what we spoke about in the previous Aliyah? So each person has their own singular responsibility. Hein Mibnei B'Kahas, Hein Mibnei Gershon, Hein Mibnei Merari. So what is the notion of this, you know, summation? And the Torah yet, you know, devotes, you know, a solid 3-4 psukim to this. Vayufku dehem shmonas alafim v'chamesh meos hushmonim al pi Hashem pakado sam biyad Moshe. And so, like, what exactly is the nature of this summation? So I think here we have the dialectical balancing point, I would suggest, to everything that we've said up until now about the Avodas HaLevim. Yes, there's no question there is the, you know, my station and his duties, the Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, the person having, right, either Min HaShorim or Min HaMishorim, and, you know, the pride in one's distinctive responsibility. And yet, there's like this critical balancing point where there has to be a sense, right, amongst Gershon, Kahas, and Merari that they're all, you know, literally rowing in the same direction. Specifically within the framework of B'nai Levi, I would say, over and above just the Shiftei Ka, where you can argue it really is called, you know, Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael is the reason that we're going to need to know the census. So when it comes to the Levium, right, it's easy, you know, for especially Kahas, you know, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem Bakatei Fiso, to develop a notion of superiority. We have the Klei HaKodesh. You know, Merari, they're just doing, you know, the menial labor. So it's critically important that when it comes to specifically the Avodas HaKodesh factor within the Mishkan, that everybody have a sense that they're all, in the end, you know, part of the same team. Not Le'inyan, you know, switching jobs, that's what we already covered. There's a very strong, clear, distinct, proprietary dimension. Me'idach Gisa, there has to be an awareness that I'm not a solo practitioner. I'm just, you know, out here hanging my shingle, but I'm one of 8,580 men who are working within this framework towards the exact same goal. And, you know, hein mishayesh biyado keresh, hein mishayesh biyado oros elim, hein mishayesh biyado min oras hazahav. Each one has a role which is indispensable, but is part of an aggregate, which of course is far, far, far greater than the sum of the individual parts. So this too, I think, is, you know, to continue with the mashal that we've been developing, like a critical part of our Avodas Hashem, as much pride as we want to have, as we should have, as we need to have in our own distinctive roles, there has to be a sense that we're part of Kol HaPekudim, that we're part of something much, much broader. And knowing that perspective doesn't diminish from the importance of one's individual responsibility. In fact, highlights it, because you realize, you know, how much is reliant on you holding, you know, your space within the line. I think that's the notion of the summation of the Avodas HaLeviim, coming back and saying, you know, for all of their distinctive roles, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari were one, you know, organic, cohesive element of the Avodas B'nei Levi, B'Mishkan, B'Ohel Moed.